we're back, and this is Sharon S. Satoya
and Lynn Archambeau,
and this is Let's Call It What It Is. And today we're going to be talking about boundaries, a young Native woman's guide to healthy relationships and understanding boundaries.
You know, in this curriculum, we're talking about dating relationships. And we ultimately want to talk about boundaries in a dating relationship atmosphere. But, you know, boundaries are so broad and they affect every part of your life, from your relationship with your parents to your relationships with your siblings to your friends at school, everything. So we kind of want to go, you know, all the way through that process. And so it's important for us to set the tone of this discussion with a clear definition of what boundaries are. And the role of boundaries is a way of setting limits and protecting yourselves emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Boundaries are going to vary from person to person. An individual will have different boundaries for different people in her life, depending on how well she knows someone and what her relationship is to that person. Each young woman in a group will have different boundaries defined for herself. And, you know, boundaries change. They change over time. They change in your relationships. They change with who you have boundaries with. They'll change as you get to know someone better and you trust them more. We may share more of ourselves with them emotionally, may feel more comfortable trusting them, and may feel more comfortable being physical with them. And similarly, a person might break our trust and our boundaries. And with them might change, we may change to be more guarded and to protect ourselves a little more when we're around them. You know, as a woman, as a young woman, it's your right to define and redefine your boundaries. But the most important part of setting boundaries is clearly communicating what those boundaries are with another person so that they can know where your boundaries lie. We see most of the initial abuse in dating violence and in teen relationships take the form of emotional abuse. And one of the most effective ways for a young woman to recognize early signs of an abusive relationship and to prevent the abuse from escalating is to enforce respect of her emotional boundaries. Now, an emotional boundary are the things such as how much we share our feelings with another person or how much personal information we give them about ourselves. An abuser can trap their victim into an abusive relationship by manipulating her emotional boundaries and wearing down her self-esteem until the victim feels dependent on that relationship. Once she feels dependent on the abuser and the relationship, the abuser is then able to escalate violence as a tool to control her. It's equally important to feel emotionally safe and respected by a partner as it is to feel physically safe and respected. The more clearly a person is able to define those boundaries within themselves, the more clarity that person has when boundaries are violated. So that's the goal of the discussion today and of the curriculum today, is to help you understand how to set those boundaries, how to clearly communicate those boundaries, and how to be assertive in maintaining those boundaries.
Okay, we're going to talk about setting our own boundaries, and we're asking the participants to think about a friendship or a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship that you're involved in right now, and to write down your thoughts as a way of exploring the boundaries that you would set, a physical boundary, an emotional boundary in a relationship. So first thing we're going to ask you to do is to look at things I do not want my friend or my boyfriend to do to me physically. And I know one of the things that I've written down was to punch me, to hit me, to kick me, to push me, or to slap me. I don't want a friend doing that to me. I don't want a boyfriend doing that to me. That's just out, totally out. That's just crossing my boundaries way too much. Something else is to force me to go all the way when I'm not ready or I don't feel like it. You know, it's my decision, you know, and it should be a mutual decision, not somebody forcing me to do something that I don't want to. And another thing is to make me go someplace that I don't want to go. You know, like to go to a party where I know there's going to be some drugs, maybe some meth or something that I just don't want to be a part of. You know, if I don't want to go, don't make me go. Don't make that a condition of our relationship. That's really, really violating my boundaries. You know, it's a whole control issue. You know, making me do something that I just don't want to do. You know, I have to be able to set a limit for myself and not have the other person make me feel guilty if I don't go with them, or that I've done something wrong, therefore it's all right for them to push me or to kick me or slap me. That's just not okay, you know, or to make me feel like guilty that I don't go all the way with them, you know, or forcing me. Because the bottom line is we're going to talk about date rape. We're going to talk about dating violence. When you're forced to go all the way against your will, that's rape. I mean, that's a big violation of someone's boundaries for sure. That's as big a violation as you can get. So, you know, it's understanding what physical boundaries are and how other people can cross them, and that's not okay.
And it, you know, I was sitting here just thinking, to tag on to that is that if you make the decision mutually together that you are going to go all the way, not to have unprotected sex, because, you know, that's certainly your choice, and you have to live with the consequences of that, be it through an unwanted pregnancy, be it through STDs, those kind of things. So as a young woman, you have the right to say, this is the condition, you know, this is my boundary, you know, I won't have unprotected sex with you. And sometimes what Sharon was saying about going someplace, maybe you don't need a reason. Maybe you just have a bad feeling that you don't want to go somewhere. You shouldn't have to explain why you don't physically want to be somewhere. If you just don't feel like, you know, you want to be there, you shouldn't be forced to go. So, you know, it's like she said, the programs, let's call it what it is. And if you say no, no is no. And anything past that is right.
Yeah, you know, say you are at a party and the guy you're with wants you to go into one of the bedrooms and you just don't want to do that. You don't feel comfortable doing that. And he forces you in there, or he tells you that he's going to leave you if you don't do that. You know, that is really crossing boundaries there. That is really going overboard, and you don't have to, and it's okay to say no, and it's okay if he does leave you there. You know, you don't want to be with him anyway. You know, a lot of times, you know, I remember when I was dating and I was 16, and two of my girlfriends and I went out with these guys who were blind dates, and our folks let us go because we talked him into it. But then these guys, they took us to a hotel, and we didn't want to go. So when the car stopped and at the hotel and everything, we got out. We took off running, and so we went to a phone booth and called my dad, and he came and picked us up. But it was okay for us to do that. Those guys got pissed and everything, but too bad. You know, they were trying to force us to do something that we didn't want to do. And I knew that I could call my parents and they'd understand, and my dad would come and get us. And he did. You know, it was about a 15-mile drive, and he came and he got us. And he said that it was the right thing that we did, that we didn't allow ourselves to get any deeper in a situation we didn't want to be. So it's okay. Don't feel that you have to be embarrassed or ashamed, because you're the victim here. And that's what we want to eliminate, is you being a victim. You know, we want you to get out of the situation, recognize that it's a situation you don't want to be in, and know that you can call a friend, call a relative, you know, and as far as that goes, you can always call the police, you know, but just don't do something that you're not ready to do and that you don't want to do. And so what if a guy storms out of a party in front of a bunch of people? You'll be the one that gets the respect from those at the party, and they'll be over there trying to help you and figure out a way that you can get home. So don't worry about that. Okay, another thing here is, you know, things that I don't want my friend or boyfriend to say to me. Oh, that's a real big issue with talk about boundaries here. For instance, I don't want him to tell me that I'm fat or ugly, or to tell me the way I should wear my clothes, or to wear low-cut clothes for him, you know, that reveal my breasts or something like that, you know. That's just going overboard, you know, where he thinks he can tell me what I can wear and what I should wear and can't wear. That's just way, way, way over. But yeah, I don't want him to tell me, you know, something that, you know, is going to hurt my feelings or guilt trip me into doing something or wearing something that I'm not comfortable in.
And then, you know, we're at an age where we think it's okay to be called a biatch or a whore or a hoe. And, you know, those words aren't okay for me. Those words aren't okay for, it hurts my heart when I hear a young woman, when I hear a young man calling a young woman that, and it appears to be okay with her. Those words aren't meant as words of endearment. They weren't meant for that sort of intimacy in a relationship. So I think we have to be real cautious about the words that we use, the street words that we use with each other. And then for me, I don't want him talking about my family. You know, I hear that a lot around here. And you don't get to choose your family. Family's family. You know, you choose your friends. You're born with your family. And I don't want somebody talking about the people that I love and I care about. That if they're going to disrespect my family, they're eventually going to disrespect me.
Wow, that is so right. To kind of add on to that is to tell me who I can hang out with.
Exactly.
You know, to put my friends down and belittle them and make me turn against my friends, or to stop hanging out with my girlfriends or doing things with them. That becomes a control issue, and that's really violating your boundaries. You know, that's control, that's power. When your date or your boyfriend or one of your friends tries to own you and control you, and the way they do that is by putting down your, you know, your friends and telling you that they're only going to hurt you, or they're not thinking of your best interests, and so let's don't invite them to come along, or just telling you that you cannot hang out with them. I mean, that's really really disrespectful and violating your boundaries.
Well, isolation is one of the main tactics that a batterer uses to control and to gain that power over someone. So if they can isolate you from your friends and your family, then you don't have anybody to help you stand up to him.
Another thing that the next exercise, or the next section in this exercise, is that you know, to help a young person identify ways that that you do not want your friends to treat you. You know, so one of the things I want in a relationship is space. You know, if I don't feel like being around my spouse or my, you know, companion, I just want to be alone. Maybe I just, I just want to take a hot bath and go to bed early, or just be alone. I want to do my nails. I want to maybe talk to my friends on the phone and take care of some business, you know. I want to be alone. Having that person respect you and not say, no, you can't, or always, what we see with young people is the guy always clinging on to the girl. I mean, it's like, can she even go? You see him, and it's like, can she even go to the bathroom by herself? You know, and that is, God, you know, it's suffocating. And we see that all the time. They won't let you out of their sight. They won't let you go into the bathroom by yourself. They want to go in with you, or stand out by the door and wait for you. You know, they are so insecure that they really disrespect you and don't give you your space. There's just so many examples. I don't know, Lynn, maybe you've got some examples of the way, you know, you don't want to be treated.
Well, I don't want him saying those things to me in front of, you know, the things that we talked about earlier, in front of other people. I don't want him to treat me like I'm not an equal in the relationship. I don't want him to treat me like I'm not smart enough to make a decision in our relationship. So there's just, and the whole part of this exercise and the boundaries is, we have to remember that we set boundaries for ourselves, and we can only set our boundaries on what our limits will be. We can't control someone else's actions or what they're going to do. And a real good example of that is I have a sister who I love dearly, but she and I didn't agree on the way that we were going to raise our children. So I knew that if we got into a discussion about discipline or right or wrong with our kids, we were going to end up having a heated discussion. So I just set a boundary that I wasn't going to talk about that with her. And if she started going there, then I found a way to get off the telephone or to excuse myself from the conversation or whatever, because I knew it was going to go to a place that I didn't want to go. And it was one of those things that I had to agree to disagree on, but I had to set a boundary so that when that conversation started turning, I knew what I was going to do to remove myself from that situation. The same thing, all these things we've talked about, you have to decide whether you're going to go into that bedroom or you're not going to go into that bedroom. And if you're not going to go into that bedroom, then you have to be ready to make the decision to not do that. Not expect him to change his mind and not want you to go.
So always remember that when you say no, no means no. When you say stop, it means stop. And you need to be able to trust your partner to do just that, to stop when you say stop. All right. This is Sharon Esatoya.
And Lynn Archambault.
And we're going to say doksha.
Have a great day.